You're listening to SBS News.
Prosecutors have brought murder charges on Wednesday against the white Atlanta police officer alleged to have shot Rayshard Brooks in the back. The district attorney's office said that the black man posed no threat to police when he was gunned down outside a Wendy's restaurant 5 days ago, and that an officer kicked Mr. Brooks and offered him no medical treatment as he lay dying on the ground. District Attorney Paul Howard says Brooks was holding a stun gun he had snatched from officers, but was more than 5.5 meters away when he was shot by Officer Garrett Rolfe and was running away at the time.
So these are the charges that we have had filed today, signed by one of our Superior Court judges. These are the 11 charges against Officer Roth. The first charge is felony murder. This is the death that is as a result of a underlying felony, and in this case, the underlying felony is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole, or the death penalty. Now, he's also charged in the arrest warrant with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And this is a count charging him for the shooting of Mr. Brooks. And the possible sentence for aggravated assault is 1 to 20 years.
Mr. Howard said that his office had taken into consideration Mr. Brooks' demeanor on the night of the shooting and that he seemed cooperative.
So in reaching our decision, there were some considerations that we considered important. And one of the things that we noted from our evaluation was that Mr. Brooks, on the night of this incident, was calm, he was cordial, and really displayed a cooperative nature. Secondly, even though Mr. Brooks was slightly impaired, his demeanor during this incident was almost jovial.
A second officer, Devin Brosnan, allegedly stood on a wounded Brooks' shoulder as he struggled for his life, according to the prosecutor. Brosnan was charged with aggravated assault and other offenses, but is cooperating with prosecutors and will testify. The district attorney says it was the first time in 40 such cases in which an officer has come forward to do this.
Unfortunately, this marks the 40th prosecution of police officers for misconduct here in our county, and this is the 9th time that we've prosecuted a homicide case committed by a police officer. 8 of those cases involved black males, and 1 of those cases involved a black female.
Rolfe was fired after the shooting, while Brosnan was placed on leave. The shooting sparked new demonstrations in Georgia's capital against police brutality after occasionally turbulent protests in response to George Floyd's death in Minneapolis had largely simmered down. Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, has vowed to change police use of force policies and will require that officers be continuously trained in how to de-escalate situations before they become fatal. Ms. Bottoms says the shooting of Rayshard Brooks while being arrested for falling asleep in a fast food drive-thru lane shows Atlanta needed to make some changes in police training immediately.
We can't wait. We were waiting for 2 weeks for recommendations, and then Mr. Brooks was killed on Friday. So we don't have another hour to wait in Atlanta. And there will likely be even more announcements and more administrative orders from my administration for us to very quickly begin to address and in so many ways undo the training that our officers have received over several years.
Mayor Bottoms encouraged other cities and police departments to also take immediate action.
We're peeling back the layers of our standard operating procedures. Some of it's ambiguous and some of it is simply not laid out. And what I can say is that if this is a challenge that we are having in Atlanta, I assure you that there are agencies across this country, if they haven't already begun to do this work, then they probably need to today.
U.S. President Donald Trump issued an order to improve policing on Tuesday, calling for a ban on dangerous chokeholds, but he stopped well short of demands made at nationwide protests against racism and police brutality. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.